We're back. We haven't had a Tuesday in quite a long time. We're back to the Sefer Achinuch, and we're back to the beginning of the Sefer as we have turned over into a new cycle of reading our favorite Parshios. There is no mitzvah in the Sefer Achinuch formally in Parshas Noach, but there is a pasuk repeated in Parshas Noach from Bereishis, and that is mitzvah Aleph in the entire Sefer. The first mitzvah in the Torah is Pruer of a mitzvah to have children. Rashi on this week's Parsha comments that after the Mabul, Hashem repeated the commandment to have children to Noach because he was despairing. He felt, what's the point of having children? Look what just happened to the entire world. Hashem says, don't worry, pick yourself up. It makes sense. Have children anyway. Sefer Achinuch explains, Misharshi HaMitzvah, as you would expect, the purpose of the mitzvah is to populate the world, to understand the function of society, to understand that this is a mitzvah that is the foundation for all other mitzvah observances. That's why it's number one. In order to have people following the mitzvahs, to spreading godliness in the world, you got to have people. You got to have people in the world who are promoting these values. And that's why mitzvah Aleph, number one, we have to populate the world. He quotes in the Mishnah, Maseches Gittin, and Daf Mem Aleph, Lo nivra ha'olam ela l'piri v'rivya, the entire world only exists for the mitzvah of Pruer V'u, Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Shenamar lo so v'ra, God did not create the world to be empty. God wants the world to be inhabited. The Sefer Achinuch explains this is a very, very important mitzvah. As we already explained, it's the foundation for everything else. And one who deliberately and willfully violates this mitzvah and chooses not to have children, which again is a big bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not everyone is zocha to this bracha, unfortunately. But those who are able to and are dismissive and say, I don't care, I want to focus on myself, it's too much for me, they are in violation of a very serious mitzvah. He writes, V'ansho gadol me'od, it's a very serious problem. Aside from where it's an important mitzvah to populate the world, so there's people in the world, this is a unique area in which we are most closely able to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In what other area of life can we truly create life? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei. He creates. We have the power of creation. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Lamed says that there's three partners in creating a person, and two out of the three are the mother and the father. Human beings themselves actually create life. It's a wonderful, fantastic thing. The problem is that sometimes because we get this sense that we are the creators, sometimes people forget what their role is and we try to get too close and try to play God. The Gemara Maseches Brachos in Daf Yud has a conversation between Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Yeshayahu HaNavi. Chizkiyahu HaMelech felt he didn't want to have any children. He had this prophecy, he had this vision. He was going to produce an evil son who would grow up to be called Menashe. And he said, I don't want to have children. I don't want to put into the world this evil force, this evil king. And he got very ill. He was deserving of death. Yeshayahu Navi, who was his cousin, comes over and he says, "Bahadi kavshei derachmana lamalach. Why are you getting involved in the kavshei of Rachmana? Kavshei means the things that are hidden, the secrets of the world. Why are you playing God? Why are you deciding how the world's going to run, good and evil? You do your mitzvah. You have a child as the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded you. Don't worry about the kavshei. Don't worry about the secrets, all the hidden things of the world." In the Sefer Ber Yosef, a beautiful collection of drushos, a darshan in Yerushalayim passed away 50 years ago, he writes a very interesting connection. He says, you look at the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, Peru avu es haaretz v'kivshua. There's that word again, kavshei. Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us to populate the world and to dominate the world, to conquer the world. But kavshei, that word of secrets, that word of conquering, what's it doing over there? Bar Yosef explained, or Yosef of Salant, he explained that when it comes to Peru avu, we have this temptation to play God, to bring in all the factors and say, I can't do it, it's not fair, it's not going to work out. Torah says, kivshua, conquer that desire. Conquer that desire to play God and to get involved in the kavshei, all the secrets of the world. Don't play God. Yes, you're one of the creators of mankind, but don't let yourself get lost and think of yourself as a creator. In fact, more than any other mitzvah, this seems to be the one throughout Tanakh where people tried to play God the most. Rashi in last week's parsha quotes that Adam HaRishon wasn't comfortable having children after he noticed that death was in the world. One of his sons killed another one of his sons, and he said, why should I have more children? For 130 years, he didn't want to have children. And he encountered Lamech, who was also nervous about having children. He says, there's this impending flood coming. Have you heard about it? It's going to be terrible. Shouldn't have any children. And Adam says, hey, don't get involved in those cheshbonos. And Lamech says, you're a talker. What about you? You stopped having children. He says, you're right. Both had to face that reality. We already quoted Noah was nervous after the flood. He didn't want to have any children. Amram, according to Chazal, left Yocheved because he was nervous. What's going to happen if we have baby boys? But we tossed him to the river. There was Miriam, his daughter, who came over and said, you're worse than Paro. Paro's only making a gzera against the boys. You're canceling out all the Jewish people. Don't get involved in these cheshbonos. According to some, Nadav and Avihu were punished and killed because they didn't want to have children. The Ksav Sofer, many others explained, they had cheshbonos. We can be more impactful leaders. We can be more involved in the world if we don't have the burdens of family. It's a lot of cheshbonos, a lot of kavshe, a lot of thoughts, a lot of reasons not to want to get involved. Again, for some it's a bracha that they're not zocha to yet, but for those who are able to deliberately say, I don't want to get involved because according to my cheshbonos, it doesn't make sense. B'hadi kashi d'rachman alamalach. We shouldn't get involved in those cheshbonos. We shouldn't get lost in what our role is as creators. We're not really involved with the world. We're not truly the ones who control destiny. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who controls destiny. The Bar Yosef ends off by explaining, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the model creator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind even though he knew they would eventually go off. At the end of last week's parsha, the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had regret. He regretted having created mankind. But he didn't resist from creating in the first place. He created mankind, and as things went wrong, they went wrong. That's it. We have to model HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do our job, to create. The most important takeaway is that all when it comes to having children, every step of the way, from marriage to conception to delivery to raising, it's all siyata d'shmaya. You know, I'm in a WhatsApp group with a lot of from psychologists, child psychologists. We know a lot of principles of behavior. In practicality, it's really hard. You can know all the studies, all the science. At the end of the day, it's siyata d'shmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only creator. He is the true one who puts everything together. It's incumbent upon all of us every time we daven, to daven for those who are still awaiting, to daven for that bracha, for those who are blessed already, to daven for continued siyata d'shmaya in every area of raising children.